Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, a very, very happy Thursday to everyone, and especially since it's a holiday weekend, and especially since that holiday is about focusing on those who are willing to really give of themselves and some of whom have, you know, paid the ultimate price to stand up for something they believe in. And, you know, of course, we're speaking of Memorial Day. So just really, first off, if you are military, retired military, with a family of military, then I just honor you as the proud daughter of two Air Force sergeants. Both my parents were in the Air Force. That's how they met. I really want to, you know, send out greetings and, you know, honor those. You know, there's a saying that all give some and some give all. And I'd also like to include in that all of our first responders, all of those who are, you know, willing to go against human instinct and run towards the problem as opposed to away from it. So know that you all are in my heart and in my thoughts and my prayers. So for all of those in the LA area, the guest calling number is 424-258-9337. And the guest calling number for all of those, including all those right here in the absolutely lovely San Francisco Bay Area, the number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kina is over in the chat room maintaining things, so you can log in, tell her hi, or just listen in. And I will be logging into the chat room after the show to answer any questions or comments. So today we're going to be talking about, it's an old metaphor, parable, story that has been in a lot of different forms, but really focuses very much on the idea of breaking down, gaining enlightenment, gaining wisdom into five parts. And although there's been a lot of different versions of this, it seems to be mainly credited to a woman named Portia Nelson. And it's from her work, an autobiography in five short chapters. And it's called There's a Hole in My Sidewalk. And I'm going to share with you what she wrote, because I really want to honor how she presented it. So, chapter one. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend that I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I am in this same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. And this is really, I heard it for the first time when I first started, you know, really formal spiritual training. And the story just struck me as, initially it was, well, why on earth would you just keep walking down the same street? Why wouldn't you just choose a different way or walk to the other side of the street? But it's not that easy. And as I thought about really what those phases were, to me, it seemed that it became really a path to healing. It became a path of recognizing what it was that was drawing me to repeat patterns that really didn't serve me. And it could be any pattern. It could be a pattern of eating excessively. It could be a pattern of drinking excessively. It could be a pattern of, just being angry all the time or allowing people to take advantage of you. A pattern is neither good nor bad, really, without adding the effect of that pattern to it. If a pattern is, it creates something positive in your life, then that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with having a pattern. It's just about being able to bring it into the perspective of, is it something that moves you forward or is it something that holds you back? So I wanted to talk about, this particular metaphor and just kind of break it down a little bit. So as we look at the first part, I walk down the street, there's a deep hole in the sidewalk, I fall in, I'm lost, I'm helpless, it isn't my fault, and it takes forever to find a way out. Now, when we first look at the idea of taking on something in our life, taking on a pattern that we would rather not have, the first step is understanding when we're in that difficulty. How our actions have led us up to being in the hole. And when we look at, the idea that it brings us to a place of, I have to recognize the hole by being in it. Because a lot of times we don't recognize what it is that's causing the difficulty just because it's so common. For myself, and I've shared this, that, there's been this stress eating type of thing that I do, that I have been working with, and now it's kind of coming into perspective. Yet, without being in the situation, I can't recognize that it's a problem without actually falling in the hole. There's a phrase in many different types of recovery works. The phrase is hitting bottom. And in some ways, you could think about coming to the bottom of that hole, and there you are, and you're in it. And it may be that you've been in a hole for a while and haven't even really noticed it. Because if something is present in our lives for a long enough time, we just get used to it. Being spoken to badly, being mistreated, after a while, it just becomes the norm. And there's a hopelessness that comes with that. Maybe we want to get into better shape, and yet we continually fall into the hole of, not doing anything about it. So the first part really is about having that awareness, I'm someplace where I don't want to be, or I'm in a situation that does not bring me happiness. And yes, the instinct is, well, if there's a hole here, somebody else dug it. I didn't dig the hole, and somebody else put it here to trip me up, and they should be responsible for this. And, okay, maybe you didn't dig the hole. Maybe the hole was dug by someone else. And they're not in the hole. You are. So the idea of ownership of the fact that you're in the hole because you are. You can say you weren't paying attention, you didn't notice it, but the hole is there and you're in it, so what do you do now? Where do you go from here? So that first step is really very much about awareness and taking ownership of the fact that there is a pattern that in your heart you don't want to be in. So then looking at the next part, I walk down the street, there's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. So we know it's there. We know the problem is there. We know the pattern is there. We've identified it as something that we don't want to fall into. And yet, unconsciously, we still act as though it's not there. We act as though it's the normal pattern. And, you know, some of this is just really habit. A habit is only good or bad based on the effect it has on your life. So the idea of creating a habit to counteract another habit, that actually is not an easy thing. And to be able to own the fact, oh man, you know, here I am back in the hole again, and being able to say, why am I really in this hole? Yes, somebody else, whoever dug the hole, should have been the one to fill it in, but they didn't. No one else is going to take action to correct something if it's your pattern. It's about each one of us changing our own patterns. So by considering that it's like, yep, I know it, I fell into it, that's the nature of it. It's very, very hard to switch a pattern that is very deeply ingrained. And when we look at the patterns in our lives and the habits in our lives, a bad habit is something that is easy to establish and hard to live with. A good habit is something that is hard to establish but easy to live with. And there is no, it's not about blame. It's not about, oh, you fell in the hole again, or self-blame, I fell in the hole again, therefore there's no point in me trying to fight it. Yes, you're going to fall in the hole again. And with a higher awareness, oh, okay, yep, I'm here, I'm in the hole again. And, you know, and there's still that desire to shift responsibility and to go, oh, well, you know, it's somebody else's fault. But that's a part of the healing process to go through. It's a part of really owning it, because we've got to go through that denial piece, which is absolutely normal. It is absolutely appropriate, because it's a part of breaking away the story that we have wrapped around it so we can get to the deeper story. And, you know, when people are trying to change habits, it's very rare to just, well, I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to do something new. Yeah, I go to a movie theater and I love popcorn. And even though I'm working on being able to, you know, make different choices for myself and, you know, working with making different choices as far as, you know, my snacking habits and things like that, I go to a movie theater and it's almost like autopilot, go and get some popcorn. So in order to shift that, it's like, okay, we go from buttered popcorn to unbuttered popcorn, which may or may not, you know, seem like a huge difference to many. It allows me to break it down and go, okay, if I know this isn't good for me, how can I change it so I can have part of it and still be able to feel like I'm moving forward? So really, it's, you know, each of the steps where you fall back in the hole, that's important, because it's about really getting to the point where you take ownership of what the hole is and what it is that you need to do to be able to avoid it. So then it goes on to chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit, but my eyes are open. I know where I am. It's my fault. I get out immediately. Now, I disagree a bit with her use of the word fault. It is a choice. It is a response. Fault, the use of the word fault has a tendency to, you know, to me, to kind of bring in judgment. And even though we're aware of it, and the important thing about this stage is owning it. It's like, you know what? Yep, I fell in. It was my habit. And I will take responsibility for that. No one else is responsible for me being in this hole. And, you know, that doesn't mean that extenuating circumstances and the choices of others can't have an effect on your life. They can. And it can be, you know, really intense and powerful effects. You cannot, deal with the idea of controlling what other people do, because other people are always going to do stuff. And whether the stuff helps you or hurts you, they're always going to do stuff. We can't control that. What we can work to control is how we respond to it. Okay, this is the situation. What do I choose? Because then it's about empowerment. It's about taking control of it. And at the same time, accepting and owning what part of it belongs to you. So by going into the hole again, there's nothing wrong with going into the hole again, as long as each time you go in, you learn something. And you go, okay, I know exactly where I am now, and then you can get out of it immediately. I was once told a phrase, it doesn't matter if you go there, just don't pitch a tent. We're all going to have our less than spiritual moments. We're all going to have our less than patient moments. We're all going to have our less than our nicest moments. And life circumstances can be very hurtful. They can be very sad. They can be very depressing. They can be infuriating. It doesn't matter. It's human to go to that emotion. The conscious part comes in when we decide whether or not we're going to stay there. Whether or not, once you realize that that's where you're at, do you have a choice? Okay, what is the response that serves me best? Is it to sulk? Is it to forgive? Is it to lash out? Is it to submit and surrender? Or is it to say, you know what, I don't like this. I'm going to pick up my marbles and go home. The idea of choice comes in at this point because you may be in the hole, but at least you understand exactly how you got there, and you also understand how to get out, because each time you've fallen in, you get out. So by being able to move through that piece, you can move into the next part, which I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. And this is a pivotal point, because what happens now is the idea that I have choice. I do not have to unconsciously walk into the hole. If I choose to walk into the hole, I can, but I know it is fully my choice, and I don't choose that. And I choose to move around it. I choose to take the unbuttered popcorn that is a smaller size. I choose to drink water beforehand, you know, so that I don't have that desire. You know, I found that if I drink water with a little bit of salt in it, I crave less popcorn. I mean, maybe it's the saltiness that I'm going after or something. But for me, if I try that and I drink, I mean, it's like just a little bit, you know, a little tiny bit of salt in it. And I find that I'm not as desiring of the salt. And so it's a way for me to walk around the pothole. You know, if you have a tendency to really have your friends, you know, misuse you and, you know, just take advantage of you, a way to walk around the hole is, you know what, maybe I need some new friends. Maybe I need to hang out with some different people. If they're in a space that you don't want to be in, you don't have to cut off your friendship, but just work on cultivating other friendships that create that positive momentum that you want to have. You know, for me, it's, you know, when exercise, I enjoy going out and walking with people, with friends, or, you know, walking my dog. It's funny how a little bit of companionship can really help you kind of avoid the hole in the sidewalk, because you're out there with somebody who's saying, hey, you know what, no problem, let's walk another way. Or they can tell you how to get out of the hole because they've been in it themselves. Then it goes to chapter 5. I walk down another street. And this is the point where I've been able to not only identify what it is that was putting you in the hole, owning the fact that it was your actions that led to you being in a hole, but to completely reroute your patterns. So, you know what, I don't need to walk down that street anymore. I can go walk down this other street, and I get to where I want to be. And I get there better because I'm not spending half of my day trying to get out of a hole. So by switching patterns, by creating the environment to be able to do the things you want, and to get to the things that you want and to be in that space that you want, it really does give a chance and give the opportunity for huge personal growth. Now, so, you know, kind of to summarize it, the first part is noticing the hole or, you know, the pattern in your life that you want to change. And that's really the very most important part, is to recognize what it is you want to change. Sometimes people say, you know, well, I want my life to be different. I want to be, you know, happier. I want to be more successful. But they aren't clear on what it is that they really want to change that's going to get them that result. And then consciously notice the times when you fall in, but don't judge yourself over it. Realize that's where you're at and you want to move forward, but don't give up because you end up in the hole a few times. Start to notice that, you know, you, when you're heading up to the hole, that point before you fall in. It's like, okay, here's where the pattern goes. Here's all the things that lead up to right before I fall in the hole. Figure out a point, okay, at what point can I make another choice that will prevent me from going in, which leads to being able to go around the hole. It's like, okay, I know where this is going, and then make another choice. Avoid the same situations and paths that lead you to falling in. And then open yourself up to the possibility of choosing something different. All have the ability in each and every moment to remake our lives. We all have the opportunity to say, you know what, this isn't working for me. The question becomes after that, what is it that I really want, and how can I be able to bring that into my life? What are the things that I can change? You know, you don't have to change. You get to change. And reframing it that way may help it to be less of, oh, I have to do this. It turns into homework. And unless you really liked homework, then, you know, it becomes something that's draining. You know, when most people think of diets, oh, God, all I can think about is all the things I'm doing without. And it's just, it creates almost a resentment and a resistance right out of the gate. Oh, gosh, I have to go exercise. No, you get to, because there's a lot of folks who can't. And just, even if it's just going out and walking to the end of the block and back, that's still really good. Give yourself credit for the little steps that you make that keep you from falling into the hole. Celebrate each time that you're able to consciously make a choice to be able to go around it. Because it is a big deal. And kind of getting a partner or somebody who you can talk to about that, who maybe is working on a way to avoid a hole on their street that they keep falling into. Being able to help one another, being able to support one another. You know, find somebody who you can be able to say, or better yet, a group, that you guys can kind of lean on each other. Hey, I'm coming up to the hole, and, you know, and these same things are falling into place. You know, maybe somebody will go, okay, all right, stop. Stop walking. Now let's work through this. You don't have to keep walking towards the hole, so just stop, take a breath, and let's see what it is we can do to get you around the hole. You know, what are the tools that you have? A lot of times I talk about tools in the toolkit. And depending on what tool you pull out, it will either send you right into the hole or it will allow you to walk around it. Being able to take ownership of the fact that you have the right not to walk in the hole. You have the right to make different choices in your life. And maybe there are others who have an influence. Maybe there are others who, you know, kind of it's like, okay, well, I have to consider these other people in my choice. And ultimately, you got to figure out what's right for you. Because once you've figured out what's right for you, you can be able to support others in a much, much better way. But remember, the hole in the street is a source of wisdom. In its own way, it's a gift. It's a gift that allows us each to be able to move forward. We really can't tell how far we've come unless we look at the path that we were able to walk, potholes and deep holes and all. And sometimes, even if it's just thinking, oh man, I'm glad I'm past that, that was absolutely horrible, and I am not going to miss it at all. Well, that is true, but you wouldn't be the person you are without it. You wouldn't be as strong as you are. You wouldn't realize, you know, what a phenomenal person that you can be if it weren't for those places that challenge us, that make us question ourselves, question our faith in ourselves and our belief in ourselves. It's important to be able to see the hole in the street, not just as something you want to avoid, but something that you can learn from. And you learn about yourself. And if that hole is that you constantly do things for other people and neglect yourself, there's nothing wrong with taking care of other people. It's just you can't be out of balance with it. And you don't have to be absolutely there for everyone in order to be there for people when you can. It is okay to walk around the hole. And it is also okay that if someone else is still down there on day one of the hole and they're fussing and blaming everybody, maybe it's important for them to sit in the hole for a while. It's very hard not to want, when we have that epiphany moment, not to want to save everybody with it. Not to go, okay, you know, all right, you fell in the hole, this is your first time, you know, down in there, and I'm going to show you all this wisdom, and you're going to do all this, which is all wonderful. And sometimes people need to get a few bruises. They need to get a few lumps. They need to figure out how unpleasant the hole is, because otherwise they will never learn on their own to choose to walk around it, or and ultimately to take another street. Being able to be there for someone, and it is so hard to watch somebody else go through that. And you got so much out of it, you don't want them to miss that. Be there, say, okay, you can do this, and then let them go. Because it's up to each and every one of us to navigate the holes in the street. There isn't just one. There are many. And one by one, we can be able to gain from the ability to take another street. So I want to thank you for being with me, and you know, I thank all of you listeners. And we will be back next week, and at the same time, if you'd like to learn more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. You can also email me at dreileen@the-healing-house.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can like me on Facebook. So, until next week and next time, I wish you balance, and I wish you blessings. I wish you those unpleasant little holes in the road that ultimately lead you to understand that every street is going to have holes in it, and there isn't a hole so deep that you cannot get out of it. You do have the tools, and you do have the talent. And no matter how many times you go into it, each time you're going to learn something and be able to move forward. And if you can't do it on your own, then ask for help. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care, everyone.